Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are we calling this thing? Are we looking for weird house rules? Are we looking for traditions? Or a little bit of a mix?
Like weird things your family did growing up.
Like?
Well, it was kind of a house rule. You couldn't have a soda before 10 a.m. Saying it out loud, I'm realizing that was simply a health encouragement.
I do not.
It's not even that late. That's pretty early still.
It's very early.
I'm just going to say this, and I want to say right now, I love Wendy's. They do a lot of stuff for us. Mm-hmm. They're a great company. There's one right here.
Tread easy. I love Wendy's.
They've got a new commercial that it's just like, ain't nothing better than that morning Coke. And it's like, they're showing all these people going through a drive-thru getting a 32-ounce soda. Oh, and I'm like, Erica's family was right.
There's a lot of people do that.
What are you... You can drink a soda in the morning?
They get like a 32-ounce, specifically McDonald's Diet Coke.
Yeah. And you know who else loves to do that? People in Utah who don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
What? Hold on. You can have caffeine, just not coffee?
You can have cold caffeine.
That's not really a thing.
No, that's a very Mormon thing. And no offense to anyone caffeine? Mormon. Actually, you could call in and tell me I'm wrong. It's like you can have soda, but you can't have coffee. And I don't think tea.
So Hack can be over there shooting up Baja Blast.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 6 a.m., baby.
Oh my God.
I got hooked because when I used to work at the golf course, we would work a 6 to 2 shift, like the early morning golfers, and then our boss would buy us breakfast, but there were never any drinks except for the soda. So I would have a can of Mountain Dew with my pancakes and eggs and stuff.
That's disgusting,
at like
bro.
Six in the morning?
Best. It's the best.
That's disgusting.
The earlier in the morning, the crisper the dew. I live my life by it.
Oh.
It's not like the morning dew on the flowers.
It is.
It's not. I'm sorry I began this.
Your parents were geniuses. That's a weird rule.
And I don't even know if they like hammered it into us. It's just that probably one time I was like, I want a Coke right now. And they were like, no. Like it's 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
We had another kind of a soda adjacent one. My grandpa built us it looked like a podium basically, but it had a big bag attached to it with like a lid. And every time we would finish a can of soda, you would do two things. You would take the top off of it, put that in a bucket,
okay,
because that went somewhere. I don't know. I don't know that we ever took it anywhere.
There was a time where we just wanted to show how, like, it was your accurate representation of what a defiled human you are. Just that, like, you don't want to keep all your cans, but if you just keep those, you're like, look at that. That's like 10,000.
No, but I thought you got like credit or points or something for it.
By like returning
pop
them.
Tops.
Yeah, the pop.
I don't think
box
so.
Box tops.
So that was the first thing. You pop that part off, and then you put the can in the big bag of the podium, and there's a little sticky note where you keep track of how many cans are in there.
And then what was done with it?
When it got full, you'd take it in. And I don't know.
Start over with the sticky note?
yeah, a new one.
That's the weirdest tradition.
That's what
ever.
We did with every can of soda.
Just when the bag is full, you don't need to know how many are in there. Why do you need to know how many are in there?
I don't know. Yeah.
But maybe they were collecting them for change.
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know. It was like a
for environmental change or
no, just everyone,
everyone in our family had one of these podiums. It's just the way it was.
Everyone in your family.
Yeah, like my grandpa
did?
Made them. He built them with out of wood.
This is exactly what we're looking for. That's a really strange tradition. As equally strange as like
and it feels weird now just recycling a can because I'm like, I gotta keep track.
I gotta put it pop in the podium. Top on
because that's just how we did it.
So you don't, but you do. You don't have a podium with a
no,
ticker.
Not currently. But if I go home for like the holidays,
it's still there.
I'll do it. Yeah, a lot less cans in it now that I don't live there anymore. But it's still
all
there.
Right. Here's the deal. We want your weird traditions, and I just want to bring up your weird rules, your weird traditions. I just want to bring up poop knife, and we're gonna talk about poop knife. But like, if you've got a weird tradition, or weird rule at your house, we'd like to talk about it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. You look perplexed by the words poop and knife, Erica.
Because I'm so upset. I've never heard of this in my life.
We hadn't either until we were doing a show one day and somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, the poop knife. And
you're
like,
someone called you. This yeah, wasn't so. In yeah. one yeah. of your
years
homes.
Ago. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. And it was just like.
I actually feel like I'm going to be ill. Because I'm imagining what you do with a poop knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you do with a knife? Yeah, and it's called a poop knife. So what do you think you're cutting?
Why? Why? Who's taking poops that big?
Here's the thing. My 5-year-old nephew has clogged toilets at least a dozen times.
So you have a poop knife?
So we have a poop knife.
Wait, how big are the poops coming out of a 5-year-old?
Do not put your arms closer together, T-Rex.
You would be surprised.
Here's the... So like that's... Poop knife is a good example of something we'd like to hear from you. I remember one time when we brought up poop knife, somebody called in and said... We have something similar to our house. Do you guys remember what it was?
Was it a poop spatula or something?
Poop scissors. Oh, yeah.
That is so much grosser because you know they get stuck.
Because it's like stuck in. Yeah. It's like in the little... It's just like in the little hinge.
Yeah. And then so every once in a while you have like a eyebrow hair that's too long. You're like, just
and you grab the poop scissors and you're like, oh, why do you smell weird?
Also, where's this knife kept?
I would assume or in that weird drawer where the Kindle is. Yeah,
I want to go home.
You cannot. I have poop bolt cutters. Is what I have.
Really hard poops, lots of fiber there.
Or iron and fiber, yeah. It's like, kapong.
Ew, I'm going to be ill.
Can we talk about scissors, though? Not about poop scissors.
Okay.
Did your, like my mom sewed.
Mine did too.
And I remember like having a school project. And
Were they orange scissors?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was using the sewing scissors.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, blacked out from that beating.
Yeah.
You don't touch the sewing scissors are not to be touched Mm-mm. by mere mortals. That
I don't
is
think
a
my
fact.
Mom sewed.
Nothing?
I don't know. Ask her.
All right.
Can we have her number? Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
I agree. I remember the exact same thing. Like those are off limits because they cut the fabric. They like,
are
yeah,
they like,
I just drag
sharp.
It.
Yeah.
They're just stupid. Aaron nailed it. It's the orange handled ones. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to touch them.
I remember a rule that was like, I don't know that it's weird, but it was just like ingrained in us so much growing up was you never run at the pool. You never run it, which we all
that's
know.
That's a real rule.
But I remember ingrained in me so much that one of my friends, Will, when I was in like first grade, he broke his arm running at the pool. And I remember being devastated and saying to my mom, why would he risk it? Like, everyone knows you don't. Why would he do that? Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around a kid just being a kid.
I had a friend. I think she was running and she bonked her chin and it was bleeding and my dad had, she fell into the pool. It was a whole thing too. And she was running at the pool.
Why would she risk it?
Why would she risk it? She's alive.
Everyone knows.
I just want to read one from our list of weird rules that somebody sent in. On every birthday, you get a hair pulled the amount of years old you are.
And then add one for luck and for next year.
What? So on your 14th birthday, they stand there and pull 15 hairs from you.
What? I've never heard of that.
That's a quick way to go bald, Slacker.
Yeah, how old are you?
Oh,
sorry.
This hurts. I cut my hair with the poop scissors. Ew.
I hate you.
I can't stop picturing how caked they would be.
No!
All right. If you have a weird rule, by the way, Aaron just did the
new. I did. Yeah.
See, I'm not the only one who does it around here.
Weird rules in your house, 303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, well, hold on. If that text comes back, we need to hear that.
Oh, I've got his response.
Oh, you do?
So I texted Dane, my fiancé.
We're talking about the weird rules in your house and weird things, and we got to poop knife.
And I said, have you ever heard of a poop knife? And he said, haha, is this a dad joke? And I was like, no, this is a horrible,
this is a very real thing.
And he said...
Please don't go.
What is it? And then I had to explain. And he said, really? Or are we being trolled? Because that seems like whoever would buy that. I don't think he realizes it's not like a.
You don't get a special one.
Product. Yeah. But he said they either need a new diet or a new toilet or both.
I'm just curious. Don't you think, is having a lot of poop, wouldn't that be a good thing?
I think not if they're like that.
Really? If it's like.
Like a log? Okay, I can't talk about this.
Well, we actually had a listener call in, Beth. Oh. Shout out to Beth. She wanted me to pass along that you don't need a poop knife. Her family used the poop hanger because in her words...
That's disgusting.
Well, in her words, you don't need to get that close to it, is what she told me. And I
appreciate that.
I told her
no,
I
but then you're like, you're cutting it like it's cheese. Like you know the weird little the thing you cut cheese with? Yeah. Yes. So you're doing it like that?
Where's
like
my
with
dresser?
A dry cleaning...
That's it's a real thing.
Also, do you think she wanted you to use her name on that one, or
she told it to me? I don't know.
Poop hanger.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay. Well, it's too late for that. Okay.
We get a text saying vomit bowl, and at first we were confused, and then they said AKA popcorn bowl, and I remembered absolutely we did that. Our popcorn bowl. Was the vomit bowl, and it was Finding Nemo.
Is it just because it's the biggest bowl you have in your house?
I think so.
But also, couldn't we have just all bought a second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll go in the washer.
It's so gross.
But did you ever barf in it, or was it just the comfort bowl to have in front of you?
Oh, I absolutely barfed in it.
I hurled in that thing. Different one than Aaron's, actually. We didn't
Not Finding
together.
Nemo. I would always feel bad, because I'm like, sorry, Nemo.
Was Nemo inside of it?
He was on the very bottom, yeah. Oh. He got the worst.
So you'd look at look Nemo in the eye while you're hurling onto his face.
And then all of the other fishes were on like the rim of the bowl. And it's like, are they going to drown?
In acid. In stomach acid.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing that we were talking about when we first brought this up. And I don't think we said it on the air. But I had a friend who wasn't allowed in their formal living room.
Mm. Yeah.
That was the rule in the house. Like literally... I was at his house. He lived in Fox Hill. Shout out Fox Hill. It's like the expensive neighborhood in Longmont. And I didn't know any better. And I just like strolled through the formal living room on my way to the bathroom or something. And then he came through and he's like, did you walk in that room? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, your feet print. Like, what?
What's the point of having? a room in your home if you can't use it?
I don't know.
Like what? Your footprints?
So then we had to get the vacuum out and try to duplicate the peaks. So you go forward and hit the wall and then pull it back at a 45. So you have little
I don't want to live peaks. This way.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Your mom's like, how was your friend's house? And you're like, the worst.
We vacuum.
We clean.
I did chores.
But I mean, it's the same with the formal living room or the formal dining room. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in those either.
What's it for?
I have one. Don't have a big enough house yet.
Yeah, but what should I do with mine?
I don't know. You don't ever use it? Even like Thanksgiving or like a big
holiday
meal.
No, we eat around the island.
Really?
I'm so sorry. We just got a jarring.
Have to end this because if there's something else about poop night, I'm leaving the room.
The FCC
This text came in. My parents had the rule that we were not allowed to pick up dogs. That was because on two different occasions,
my brother
dropped a dog down a flight of stairs. And we didn't want to risk it anymore.
Why did you risk it?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.